There's a mountain in northern New Jersey that I always thought had the most intriguing view in the area, Garrett Mountain. It's right over the city of Paterson. At the time we lived there, Paterson happened to be the fourth poorest middle-sized city in America. Now, if you just drove around Paterson, that's all you saw. You would think that the whole area of northern New Jersey was poor. But just beyond Paterson on the horizon, you could see Bergen County, New Jersey, some of the bedroom communities of New York, some of the wealthiest communities in America. Now, if you just drove around some of those towns, you'd think the whole area is rich. If all you saw was Paterson, you'd say, boy, there's no countryside around here, is there? If all you saw was Bergen County, you'd say, there's no city here, is there? See, I like Garrett Mountain because it gives me a bigger view than I can get when I'm right in the middle of things. Because up there, you could see the big picture. You know what? You might need a mountain like that right now. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about how to handle frustrating people. Our word for today from the Word of God comes from 1 Samuel chapter 8. Now begin reading at verse 4. All the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel. They said to him, "You're old, and your sons don't walk in your ways. Now appoint a king to lead us, such as all the other nations have." But when they said, "Give us a king to lead us," this displeased Samuel. So he prayed to the Lord. And the Lord told him, "Listen to all that the people are saying to you. It is not you they've rejected. They have rejected me as their king, as they have done from the day I brought them out of Egypt until this day, forsaking me, serving other gods. So they are doing to you. Now listen to them, but warn them solemnly and let them know what the king who will reign over them will do." Samuel told all the words of the Lord to the people who were asking him for a king. Okay. Samuel has a very frustrating situation here. All of a sudden, the structure of a judge ruling Israel on God's behalf is coming unglued. He's being very unappreciated by the people that he's given so much for. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Well, these people are off on a total tangent that he knows is wrong. They're trying to get a king when all they really need is God ruling through the judges. Maybe you've got some frustrating people in your life. Different issues, but frustrating people, you know how Samuel felt then. Now, do you notice what he did when the people frustrated him? It says, so he prayed to the Lord. What they did displeased Samuel, so he prayed to the Lord. Doesn't say he told them off, didn't blow up. He takes the people and his feelings straight to the Lord when he's frustrated. Do you? See, it has two good results when you do that. First, the Lord gives Samuel the big picture. He says, this isn't against you. It's part of a pattern. And he diffuses the emotions. It's kind of like me on that mountain, overlooking both the suburbs and the city in our area. You can see the whole picture when you take that frustration to the Lord, go up to that mountain with him, and see the bigger picture. Now you can see where things are coming from. You can see where things are going. You're above that limited view you have when you're right in the middle of the aggravation. When you take the frustrating people to the Lord, he gives you the big picture instead of you just reacting to that incident. Secondly, he gives you a balanced response. He told Samuel to listen to them and then to warn them. See, listening to frustrating people gives you credibility. They'll listen to you if you listen to them. And then warning them fulfills your responsibility to tell them the results of the way they're going. See, some people listen without warning people. Some people warn people without listening. When people's actions displease you, frustrate you, hurt you, would you go to the Lord first? You know what he'll do? He'll take you up on a mountain where you can see the whole picture and he will help you respond in a balanced way. When people frustrate you, well, go over their head. Go straight to the throne room of the king.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.